It is the riot. Perhaps you've noticed as the podcast intros have gone on this week, they've become less and less enthusiastic as the week goes on.
We're normally only used to doing one podcast intro a week.
Uh-huh.
And now that our podcasts have moved to daily, which we are so glad, you guys really seem to be enjoying them in a daily format instead. But now that we're doing our intros daily as well, I feel like we've lost some of the...
Well, what
of the, like, ooh, once a week shine.
What are the odds on us stopping the intros altogether?
We'll just let you guys have it and just you skip our part.
I've got money that at some point that discussion takes place. Like, you know, do we even need to do a daily podcast intro?
We'll still keep to the daily podcast, but we'll see about the intro part.
I'm good with it. Whatever. Today in the podcast, we're talking 3-day work weeks, tea kettles. What's the worst offense? And you'll see there's four of them.
You get choices from a story.
Weird product anniversaries that happened this year. We got the Mass Effect release date, the vampire email question, IHOP torturing you, Valentine's Day Kit Kats. And really, if you guys will notice, what I'm trying to do is I'm already started my Nikki's a bad person campaign for 2017.
Well, yeah, you do seem harsh on the thing with the dating and Valentine's.
Yeah, yeah.
But because, why are you being mean about it?
Well, because
or
I feel like
me.
I feel like there's good comedy there. Like I feel like something that I think it's something I can laugh about.
And it's so, something he enjoys doing.
I'm enjoying it. And so whether you as an audience or Nikki, you as a person, I'm basically just doing it for me. That's my time.
In case you're like, gee, it seems like Obi's just as harsh. That's your time? That's your personal time during the riot.
That's my time.
Is when he has a chance to be mean to me or to torment me or tease me in some way.
Everybody should have a little personal time during the day. And that's my time.
This is it. This is great.
I like to take Nikki into a dark room and say unkind things to her and make accusations about Valentine's Day.
We'll just let you have that time and I'll just sit through it.
It's my time. So you guys enjoy the podcast.
Makes sense. It does.
I mean, it has a certain twisted, but also
expected
true logic to it.
Like you feel when it comes to you.
You really feel it. So, and I just want to say it's snowing where we are now.
Oh, it's so nice.
There it is. It's lazy snowflakes. They're just
nice
they're whittle.
Yep.
They're covering the concrete, but the grass is like, no,
they
you
say
can't.
We might get 4 inches, but I don't think so. But by me saying that, maybe it'll happen.
Well, see, my thing is, like, they say we're going to get that. I'm just like, does it have to happen right as I'm driving home?
No, hopefully. Like, it goes all the way till tonight, so maybe all the snow in our area will be afterwards.
I was thinking about maybe building a fire. What do you guys think? Okay. Not here at work. I mean, I got to wait till I get home.
All right, well, riot@radiou.com. What do you think? Should he build a fire or not? That's the question of this podcast.
Actually, the thing that pops up is what's your favorite song of 2016? But you know what? If you want to talk fire, that's fine,
too.
You can
also do that, too. Join us at Radio You Riot on Facebook and have a really, really, really good day.
Anybody else feel how our momentum picked up there at the end? I felt it.
With the fire.
It's the riot.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the riot on Radio U.
Now, after careful consideration, I do feel like I've come to some conclusions that I should probably be sharing with everyone. I was on vacation last week, and today marks, it's the first Thursday back.
Yeah.
And what I feel like I learned yesterday is that 3 days is the ideal work week. 3 days.
So now, four? Not five.
Well, for a long time, we talked about four. That four was it and all
usually
that stuff.
Usually a Monday or a Friday, you just take an extra long weekend.
And you think like, oh, 4 days is so great. It's so great. It's so great. Man, I don't think so. I think that it
really is three.
Because here's what I found is yesterday, I went to the gym, which is a whole separate story. But while I was in there and working out, and I came back and I just thought, man, this is great. What a high note here. Let's just end here. You know, work out.
Go home.
Well, I was fine with coming back in the afternoon and putting in some time. And I got some things done. And I thought, you know what? There's still like 40% of the week left. And we should probably just go ahead and call it 100%. And wrap on this.
Now, would you rather then have like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday work week or a Monday and Friday off?
I think it would probably
be a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday work week.
Think about this. Let's do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Because Monday, it's like, oh, who has the energy, really? So you ease into Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then you take Friday off. And Because Thursday's a new Friday.
Sure.
And I think that's great. You think about this. You go to the gym Tuesday and Thursday. All right, Wednesday, maybe you get in some cardio. You go to lunch with your friends. And then
you get your work done, and then you're done with the week.
Yeah. I am telling you, there's something to it. The other thing I've noticed, I think most of us probably only do 3 days worth of work anyway. So, I mean, if for 3 days, like, we actually just really tried to accomplish something.
Really focused hard, or maybe those were like an hour or two extra each day.
No one said that.
Okay, you're right. No one said that.
Did I mention that?
In case you needed to get it done.
No, you're going to get it done. Don't worry. You will.
Well, I was just worried. We're taking 2 days out, so.
Yeah, but my theory, again, is that I slack off so much that it's like I'm taking those days off anyway. So why don't we just officially, like, acknowledge
that. Put
them
in their own spot.
I think it's a great idea. I really wish someone was listening.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
That's not a little man. That's a girl.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
That perhaps sounded insensitive.
It's The Riot. On Radio U.
You go on vacation, you ask a neighbor to watch after your place. Sure, we've probably all done that, right? Like, hey, if you hear any sounds coming from my apartment, it's not me, so call the police. You know, whatever it is. Make sure you get my mail. You know, you can stop mail at USPS.gov.
I don't think any of us are taking that long of trips.
All right, well, whatever.
Even though you'd like to just stop the trash mail anyways.
Okay, so your next door neighbor notices that there's a package on your porch that is open. Well, that's weird.
That's odd.
So a neighbor comes over, checks. Sure enough, it's open, and there was salmon in there. I assume it must have been smoked or something, or dried, or like whatever it was.
Not just like we're used to eating salmon at a restaurant, but something.
It was open and eaten.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what the heck is going on? So the neighbor, it looked like someone had been home. So he went ahead and went in to check out the house, and that's when he found a guy that he'd never seen before. Laying in bed smoking.
I thought at first he'd say it's a bear. Like an animal broke in.
That makes sense.
Well, with the salmon and all.
Right. I get that. And so the guy starts running away. The neighbor tackles him, calls the police. He's like, no, you're not going anywhere until the police get here. So now this guy is facing allegations of burglary. But this is what I started thinking. What? This guy did four things. All right. He ate the salmon.
Yeah.
I didn't mention everything. He's laying in your bed.
Oh, just please say there's clothes on.
He's wearing your clothes.
Oh, he's wearing your clothes? Oh, everything has to go.
And he's laying in your bed.
Yeah, your bed.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's smoking in your bed.
What's he smoking?
Well, a cigarette, I guess.
Okay, that.
It's Virginia, so, you know, it's not legal for him to bring his bud into bed, if you know what I'm saying.
It's just hard when there are varying levels of just being mortified about what this guy might have been doing in your home.
So, of those
four... He probably used the bathroom, too, guys.
Well, I think that's a given.
He's been there
this
long
point.
Enough and with the salmon.
He ate the salmon, just moved right through him.
Yes. Really.
So, of those...
What's the worst?
Four things. What is the worst of those four things?
Oh, if he's wearing your clothes.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. That means he's been going through things. He was helping himself to your clothes.
All right, but you see the clothes as being like the harbinger of other things that he's done.
That followed by being in just a pure Goldilocks thing, but just being in my bed.
Yeah. Okay, so now we got a ranking.
Yeah.
So one is the clothes, two is the bed.
Two is the smoking. I run a non-smoking household.
No, that's got to be three. You can't have two.
Oh, yeah,
two
I mean
twos.
Three.
Okay,
and
three
then
is the
four,
smoking.
I could care less about the salmon on the front porch.
Okay. You're just willing to
Well, that's outside,
about it.
So yes.
Okay.
But if you just would have stuck to being outside.
I will say, if you want to get in, text us 877-2-RADIO-U if you want to rank your stuff, or you can call us. But I actually, my order is a little different than yours. Smoking is the first one.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because the thing is, like, with my bed, I can change the sheets. I mean, as long as you
buy a new bed.
That too. Just get a new mattress.
That's what you have to do.
The clothes thing, I can just go ahead and donate those. It's fine.
So you can buy new clothes.
I guess I could buy, I could get around it. But smoking, here's the thing. It's going to be 6 weeks later. And all of a sudden, you're gonna turn the fan on. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, that
there
guy.
He is, with just a hint of salmon in the air.
Just like, it smells like he was smoking the salmon. You know, and that's what I'm saying, is that you're going to end up with that. That smoke is going to hang. I
should think you get insurance money.
No offense if you smoke, but I just...
People know. If you smoke, everyone knows. Like, you just... It smells, so...
Oh, dude. I don't... If you want to smoke on my porch, you can. Come on over. If you want to smoke in my bedroom, you're out. It's not... No, no. That's your bedroom. That's where you want to lay down.
Well, it's all
and
bad.
You're taking those deep breaths while you're sleeping, and you're like...
Was he homeless? Was he...
Well, not at the time.
Yes, when he took your home, but was he...
They think he might be.
A traveling man?
He was a vagabond.
Yes, that's the thing.
You know? A gypsy. Going from town to town.
Home to home.
Smoking in homes.
We save the worst of the riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps, or you come in late, or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
Now, Nikki, you feel like it's time to spend some Christmas money.
Yes. I woke up this morning.
Dig in. Do some money spending.
I was like, you know what? I really should get something for my time here at Radio U.
Because it's, Nikki, it's your time.
It is. My work time.
It's your time.
To make my work time more comfortable.
Yeah.
So I think I drink a lot of tea. I don't drink coffee, but I do drink tea.
You do drink a lot.
And there's this peppermint candy cane green tea thing that I've just been. It's like, it is like a drug. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of boxes of that because it's seasonal. So I bought a ton. So I think I'm going to get a tea kettle, like an electric one. So basically it just boils the water, a larger amount of it.
Okay.
So I can stop using our little paper cups that we have here.
Those, I feel like we got a new microwave and they burn up in the microwave.
They kind of just lose the structure of it. Yes. Yeah. And I totally agree. Sometimes I'll like put two in if I'm going to do a lot of water, but this way I can have plenty of tea water and not use those cups.
Now with the tea kettle, does it just boil the water or do you put stuff in it and it steeps and boils and everything all at once?
You don't do that.
You don't. Okay.
That would get into the thing. So.
Into what thing?
I don't know. I see that ruining it.
Okay.
So you just don't really do that. But you just boil the water. And I have some soup, like instant soup sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, we just use it for that too.
So would you just put it on the stove?
No. You just plug it in and flip the switch.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, it's electric.
Okay. It's electric.
Great. Cute.
Okay.
Cute.
I'm looking at it here. Okay, here we go. Electric tea kettle. Here's one for $33.99.
Yeah, the one I'm getting is $26.99.
Let's see if I can figure out which one that is.
Can scrolling.
Wait, is it the Hamilton Beach?
Yes.
Glass electric kettle, 1.7 liter.
40865.
That's the
That's
one.
That's it. Yes. Wow. That's what I'm going with.
You guys can look that up at home, too, if you want.
Okay, if you want to play at home.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm kind of interested in something similar to this because now I haven't used it at all. But something I got for Christmas that I haven't mentioned is somebody got me a pour-over coffee.
You could totally
from
use
Starbucks.
That then. Yeah.
And I know from Starbucks.
Wow.
But that's what it is. It basically fits over a mug and you can create pour-over coffee. I think it'll make somewhere between 6 and 8 ounces.
Are you going to keep that at home or are you going to bring it here?
Well, I'm probably just going to keep it at home because I don't plan on using it day to day. But they recommend, and I could be getting this wrong, but I want to say that their recommendation was the water be at exactly 185 degrees.
Very specific.
Yeah, that'll be easy for me to just pinpoint that temperature. Sure. No problem.
Okay, so you get yourself one of these electric kettles,
mm-hmm.
and then Eric has a laser.
Oh, I've got that too.
The laser thermometer thing that tells you the temperature, so you could use the laser and tell you when you're at your optimal temperature.
Well, they make some things like this where you can
set it for it, sure.
And so you get exactly the temperature that you
want.
Well,
I think I'm going to get this for work.
You know what? You should. You deserve it. You work hard, and you know, there's not a lot of comfort in this building. It's... cold, austere surfaces and the harsh, nasty people that you work with.
But if anybody else wants to use it here, too, you are more than welcome to.
So I can make my hot Dr. Pepper in it?
You can't. No, you don't. You just have to keep water in it. But anybody's welcome to use it for
that. Now we're putting limits on it.
Yes, we are.
You can use it, but only for what I say you can.
Fine, I'll just leave it on my desk.
Okay. I'm sure that's up to code.
You should probably not.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
Hey, if you haven't heard, right now at shop.radiou.com, the snapbacks and beanies
for Radio U are now available for sale. So if you want to check out our two new hats, you can choose which T team you'd like to be a part of. If you want a beanie or a snapback, you can, again, find those through shop.radiou.com.
What we're saying is Nikki wants to cover your head.
With something. It's desperately need to.
Would you cover your head?
For crying out loud. Come on, guys.
Come on.
Now you can choose which way you'd like to have it.
All right. So here's what we've got. The most important thing, aside from the snapbacks and beanies, that was the biggest announcement yesterday. The biggest. Nothing bigger than that. Show me something bigger. Now,
there might have been maybe a few things.
Stop it.
Was
right
the
now.
Consumer
stop
Electronics
right
Show
now.
Going
yeah.
on?
Stop
or
it right.
That was not bigger than our ads?
No. I will tell you about
worldwide.
I will tell you about the big TV noise from yesterday, but first I want to talk to you about Mass Effect.
Yes.
The new Mass Effect game, Mass Effect Andromeda, yesterday they announced the release date.
When is it?
March 21st in North America.
Yeah, that's something.
And
yay.
Then March 23rd in Europe.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So it is. The action focuses on Sarah or Scott Ryder, depending on your gender choice. And it focuses on the Andromeda Initiative and its attempts to create a home in the Andromeda Galaxy. The main enemies you'll be pointing your space-age assault rifles at are heavily armored Ket. That's all I got. So I'm really
super excited about it.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Love Mass Effect. Love the Mass Effect games. And if you're now telling me that I am going to be playing this at the end of March, that's the perfect time. At least for me, it's perfect. Just schedule that. Now, of course, I imagine it'll be delayed until Christmas.
Oh, do they normally for Mass Effect delay the stuff?
They delay everything.
Yeah, well, then it's like, why even, guys?
I know. That's my
just
hope.
Just put a later date on it.
I'm really, really hoping. It was supposed to be out Christmas last year.
Oh, this has already been pushed back?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think. Okay, maybe I'm wrong about that. Okay, because they work in a fiscal year. So I think it was supposed to be out this fiscal year.
Mm.
So this is the end of their
the fiscal year.
So that's right at the end of the first quarter of the year. So either way, I really, really, really hope that it does in fact come out on March 21st.
So Mass Effect Andromeda?
Mass Effect Andromeda. And it's coming to PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4.
That could have been bigger news than our Radio U beanies and snapbacks.
It is for me because spoiler warning, I already knew we had snapbacks and beanies.
You already knew we had that.
I'd seen them
we
already.
We had them, yes.
I'd already found out that my fat head won't fit on the snapback.
Okay.
I have to go with a beanie.
Yes, he has no choice in this. The snapback is not sized for Obi's head.
Because it's a
big
head.
But is spacious on others.
Yeah.
And the beanie works fine for you. You've got one of the hats.
Hey, yeah, and who am I complaining? All right.
You can at least wear that.
I need to go get myself one of the beanies. I haven't yet. And I could get the snapbacks just to put on my shelf and admire it.
But you're not wearing it.
But not on this fat head. No, no.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
2017 is a big year for birthdays. First off, we're all going to have one.
I mean, we all get
there's
one.
That. But we're talking about iconic things. For example, did you know that this year Spam will turn 80?
I have never had Spam.
Never?
And I don't think I ever want to.
I've never had Spam and I never will.
I never, so help me, I never will.
Yeah.
It just weirds me out.
But what about you're in Hawaii, everybody's having Spam?
That's the only time, and I've been to Hawaii when I was younger, but I never had it.
They say Spam is big in Hawaii.
It is.
Like, go to McDonald's and get some Spam. Spam
you can.
Is it Spam and eggs or Spam and rice?
Both.
Maybe it's Spam, eggs, and rice.
I think it's both.
But that, like, we get a big breakfast at McDonald's, they're like, well.
It'd be like our version of, like, your sausage or something.
Well, there you go. That turns 80 July 5th. And as far as I know, we're still working off the original run of Spam.
It's the first set that's still available.
Also, something big that turns 80 this year? The Hobbit.
Nice.
It was published in 1937. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. You know, those old Disney movies are creepy to me. They just look weird, like the way the animation moves and stuff like that.
Well, I also have a harder time with some of the older animation in the Disney movies, because when you find out the real storyline.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
The real fairy tale.
You don't want to do that.
It's depressing.
Yeah, let's see. 50th birthday. Yeah, has anybody seen The Graduate? Me either. 40th birthday, Roots. which was a miniseries that was a big deal. They say it made Black history mainstream. Mm. At least that's what NBC says. Star Wars will turn 40 this year. The Simpsons turn 30.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
The first time The Simpsons aired April 19th, 1987 during the Tracy Ullman show. The 20th birthday of the Titanic film will also be this year. So those are all things.
I'm glad you said film, because at first I was like, that's not the right.
No, Nikki.
Years, and no. That'd be rude, but okay, the film.
The film was released December 19th, 1997. Not as well known. It's also the day that James Bond's Tomorrow Never Dies film was released. It's also turning 20 this year, but
no
strangely,
one's mentioning that.
Strangely enough, it didn't make the list.
I am shocked at that.
I don't understand why that's not considered to be a cultural milestone.
Every time you mention the Titanic movie release, you should mention that one too.
And Tomorrow Never Dies.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
So the OBs continue. Those are our yearly awards that just started and will be forgot by next year.
It's just something we try to do, think about doing every year, but we try to spend the week and what I think we've actually remembered this week. That's been a positive.
It's been 4 days.
Yeah.
We're on to our fourth category.
We did TV shows. What was the best ones from 2016? We did movies. We did video games yesterday. Today, we've got another category.
Yes, we do. This is song.
Favorite
What's your
song.
Favorite song of 2016?
Not artist.
Not artist, not album.
Not album, but
just
favorite
song.
Song of 2016.
So, Nikki, what's your pick?
I am going to go with, we met them, it was our first time, super nice guys. I'm going to go with Citizens and Saints with Faith.
Okay, let's see. So, I'm typing it in right now. I picked Paper Route, Chariot.
Chariot's great choice, by the
and
way.
Nikki says,
I would have gone with that one, but I feel like I needed to pick my own this time, and I went with something else.
What's the Citizens and Saints song?
Faith.
Faith, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can get your answer in Radio U Riot on Facebook. Now, I picked the Chariot song because that's one that I'm telling you, man.
It gets like, better even as you listen to it more and more.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we've been playing that song and I've actually been listening to it longer than we've been playing it. What's it been? 6 months? So has it been that long?
End of summer, yeah.
End of summer, something like that. And I love that song. I love that song. So if you want to tell us what your favorite song of the year is, or you can stop by our Facebook page. I'd also say if you go to riot.radiou.com, there you can actually hear our interview with Citizens and Saints.
Oh, yeah, for my pick.
Very first time that we ever met them. In fact, there are two interviews there.
Mm-hmm. They were also a part of our Christmas show. So a couple of weeks ago, we checked in with them too.
We did. And we got to hear how Zach is a much better person than we are.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Zach from Citizens and Saints.
Well, yeah, not from Radio U. Obviously, that's not
Zach
true.
Zach from the band. He's a super nice guy.
Zach from Citizens and Saints. I asked him what he wanted for Christmas, and you know what he said? Nothing.
They don't really do gifts.
We don't give gifts to each other.
That one was hard. It was like, really? Not even a little, but no, it's been a while for them since they've done that.
Well, me either. I think giving gifts is selfish and stupid.
I really didn't feel like I was as good of a person when we were talking to him.
No, I ain't. Well,
bad.
I just feel like I received confirmation that I'm not as good.
But he's not like mean about it or anything. That's just what they do.
Which shows you, again, how much better he is than we are. Because Nikki and I were like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, but that's fine if you want to get gifts.
It's no problem.
Everybody's at a different place in their journey. And it's like, Zach, could you come through the phone so I could just, I'm not sure if I want to smack you or choke you, but I definitely want to put you in some sort of an MMA hold.
Well, I went with that, Citizens and Saints. Obi went with the Paper Route for Chariot. So again, favorite song of 2016. You can post that on our thread at Radio U Riot on our Facebook page, or you can text us 8772-RADIO-U and let us know what your pick would be.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
So we asked favorite song for the year, and people are sounding off. You can, too. Text us, 8772-RADIO-U. Sean said that his favorite song would be Drive by Danger Scene.
Nice choice. Sky went with Pretty Lies by Viridia.
Pretty Lies by Viridia was the number one video of the year last year on Radio U TV. So there you go. John said, Play-Doh's Passports, Crumb.
Well, Play-Doh is now known by Crumb.
Yes.
So his stuff that he went under by his new name.
Passports and suitcases. Oh, and I see that we're asking him about if he's heard Plato's new stuff. Crumb has a new song that you can hear on his, wait for it,
it's SoundCloud. Coming, yes.
On his SoundCloud. There and then he's got a new album coming early February, mm-hmm. which I'm very, very excited about. Also want to say hey to Jackson. He stopped by our Facebook page, not to talk music, but Nikki, did you see his response to our toast discussion yesterday?
No, was it?
Here's what he says. Jackson says, hearing you guys talk about toast inspired me to share with you the grace of the correct way to make cinnamon toast. Here we go. This will forever change the way you eat toast. Preheat oven to 350. Mix butter, sugar, and cinnamon in a small bowl. Spread the mix thick on one side of the bread. Cook in the oven for 10 minutes.
Ooh.
Have your life changed.
Now, I also tell you, now still in the bread category, but if you go with a tortilla and do the same exact thing.
Okay.
And you make a little cinnamon and sugar and roll it up.
Okay, come on.
There's also something special about that, too.
Sounds lovely.
I know for those of us who are just saying, you know what, let's take a step back from some carbs during the new year. That's the worst conversation for us to have for you.
All right.
Or maybe it's the best conversation. You just want to hear us talk about bread.
Are you ready for a, I mean, like while we're on True Confessions
here.
Yeah,
what
is it? I just want you to know I had toast again last night.
As a snack?
As a snack.
Okay.
Potato bread, toasted peanut butter.
If delicious. You didn't have the potato bread, would and you I not be
milk,
doing that?
I had milk with it.
What are you?
I don't think I would. I think it's the potato bread that makes me like.
It's like calling to you?
Well, yeah, because it's basically, I mean, that's like starch that hasn't been cut at all. It's like pure cane, cocaine, whatever. This is the good stuff, man. It's going straight into your bloodstream. It's a rush.
Oh,
I'm freebasing potato bread. That's where we're at.
And now sugar, butter, and cinnamon.
I really want to try Jackson's idea for toast.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to try it?
I do.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Can we play two songs? I think I can get to the grocery store in time. I can't guarantee it.
If he comes back, like if he's not there in time, we'll just stall.
Yeah. You could just keep. Why don't you act like there's something wrong with my mic? Like, wait, there's something.
We got to call our engineer.
We're having a hard time hearing you.
But then okay. You hear in the background the buzzer of the oven is done as our cinnamon toast is actually finished.
You know what? We get focused on the important things.
Yes, like, and you're
like
right.
Like toast?
Yes, that's fine.
All right.
The Riot with Nikki.
Want to pet my dog? He lives at my house.
The Riot with Obadiah.
How come you're so fat?
The Riot on Radio U.
Why are you doing this, Facebook? Why?
Now, let's not yell quite like that. What's the matter?
I'm just trying to get to the Riot page, and it keeps taking me to the Riot Act, which is a band that has like 2,000 fans. So it's not like they're this huge, like,
you just type in Radio U Riot and it'll go there fine.
What I wanted to do is I want us to talk about guns, but I really liked what Andrew had to say before we talked about guns. And that was, Andrew said yesterday on the show, we were talking about our trip to a gun store.
Yeah.
And he said, hearing your take on guns was great. Your experience is the equivalent if I were to go to a comic book or game store. They all look the same.
Oh, yeah, just because, I mean, it's rows and rows and rows of guns. And unless
rows
you're really looking,
guns.
There's not a huge amount of differences that we can notice.
So many guns at the gun store, and they really do all look alike. Well, we went and we were looking. And then yesterday I saw this story, Nikki. In 2016, gun sales set a record high.
Not surprised.
Mm-hmm. FBI background check numbers equal to gun sales were 27,583,673. So in 2016, they see that as something of a peak. There was a 19-month trend of gun sales, which I will have to say, I know a lot of people that bought guns. Interestingly enough, a lot of these people claim to follow one of the greatest pacifists in history, who rather than raise a sword, allowed himself to be killed.
But
that being said, I also want a gun.
I know. Well, you tend to follow along if everybody's getting one.
Well, I can honestly say I think it'd be a ton of fun to go to the range and shoot. those targets that are shaped like people.
You can just rent a gun, can't you? If you don't want to buy one there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you go to the range, you don't have to buy one.
You can rent one, but I mean, I'm going to go so much.
Right,
it would just be a lot cheaper to go ahead and buy one.
I don't know. We still have to learn to, I want to take a class still. That's what we were talking about yesterday. Like, if you want to get a conceal and carry, I don't necessarily want to carry one all the time, but I want to be able to know how to use it.
No, I agree.
In case I choose to.
Right. And whatever. But
I don't think we should carry to work.
Why not?
Can we just set that?
I'm going to put it in my bag right here.
We have a no weapons rule posted on the door.
That doesn't
apply to employees.
Doesn't apply to me.
Though at work would be where we would need a gun in case something were to happen.
I just assume Chris has got a gun all the time. He's probably got three guns. He's got three guns on him plus a few knives.
He doesn't, but I think he used to keep it locked in his car.
And then I've got upstairs, like I have a Sai, a bow staff, and some nunchucks just in case.
Well, that's who doesn't.
What if the hand
attacks?
Everybody
has that.
Or what about the foot? You know, you have to be ready for those kinds of
things. But I don't want us to both have guns in the studio in the morning, do you?
Oh, so just you? Is that, you feel more comfortable if you have a gun and I don't?
No, but do we need two? We don't need two in the room.
Well, I'm not trusting you to, take people down. I gotta be ready.
Well, then why don't we have a gun under the table?
I love that. Can we tape it?
Yes,
can we tape a gun under the table? Okay, here's what we want to do. I want to tape a handgun under the table, and I want you to have a double-barreled shotgun that's on like
side?
A thing that swivels.
Oh my god!
So that way, when they're like, "Put your hands on the table," and you're underneath there, you got it double cocked.
Yeah. Well, we could put it next to because we have
so much equipment. You just end up shooting the radio station. It wouldn't be any good.
We have an emergency button that calls the police. So you could hit that button and then next to it could be taped up the gun.
Right. I just love the fact that you immediately jumped to it was okay for you to have a gun.
I don't want one in here too, but I think, don't you think it's redundant and overkill?
Hey, what about this? I love this.
Have the two?
Instead of you and I, we do not need some concealed permit. I want you and I to get a gun rack and just put it on the wall.
Gosh, right.
That's
behind
what I
me?
Want. Yeah.
Every Riot picture then just has
a gun rack in it.
Behind us.
So it's like, we got a shotgun. I want to put a rifle on there. And of course, only legal things.
You just, again, you worry me.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're never going to shoot each other. We don't get mad at each other like that. But we also get goofy sometimes.
Let me be abundantly clear. I would like to, if at all possible, go the rest of my life without shooting anyone.
Anything. Exactly. I agree.
I'm buying a gun for fun. It's not my intention to waste somebody. I'm going to be ready.
No, but I want it here as safety.
What?
Not as fun.
I feel like if we bring
have
a
fun
gun
in here.
I feel like if we bring a gun in here for safety, it's going to be less safe because we're going to be having fun.
And I don't feel like we should. Okay. we still need to talk more about this. We're not there yet.
All right. Again,
we can't have a deep fryer, and I feel like a gun also falls.
There are plenty of establishments that you go to that have like rules on the door. Like Nikki said, no weapons, no cameras. We have this policy. You come into our building, and it's like no fryers, no inflatables.
Just can't have any fun.
It's like, oh, okay. But guns are okay. Oh, yeah, it's fine.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
I sincerely hope that your New Year's whatever is going really well, which is why I just want to give you a heads up that it looks like IHOP has brought all-you-can-eat pancakes back.
Ooh, just in time for you to break your resolution.
So you're like, I'm really trying to limit my carbs. And IHOP's like, you ever heard of carbo loading? Get yourself in here right now.
Hey, if you work out enough.
You're like, that carbo loading, what would really help is if we just went ahead and put some sugar on it. So how about one of these five syrups that we keep at the table? Like, that's normal. It's like, you go to a lot of restaurants, they've got salt, pepper, ketchup
and that's about it.
IHOP, and they're like, maple, blueberry, strawberry,
pecan. The pecan syrup.
And it is pretty good.
I don't know if I remember, they're all you can eat.
They bring it.
They've done it before.
It's like the Disney vault. They keep re-releasing the Little Mermaid like it's new until we put it back in the vault forever. So that's what they do with this.
With the pancakes?
It's more often. So it comes out and you're like, oh, we're back on all you can eat. And the thing that kills me is IHOP knows. They know that what all you eat really means is you get through your first short stack. They make you wait till they bring the second short stack.
And then your stomach, it expands and you can't eat anymore.
They've got a whole plan going. They're like, you order, if you're like me, you know, all you can eat pancakes and a Diet Coke. So you get your first plate and you drink down your Diet Coke.
To wash it down.
And you're like, I need a refill on the soda and the stack. So they come back. You got two sodas. Before they've ever brought your next plate, they're like, yeah, you know what? We're so overloaded with these pancakes right now because we're an international house of pancakes. So we're getting orders from all over the world. And we're going to be out with your pancakes really soon, I promise.
And all the while, they're in the back just peeking around the corner, watching you to make sure you drink enough liquid.
I'm like, all right, keep him. All right, take him another soda. Apologize again. All right, okay.
Now take a
now
smaller stack
take
out.
Take the stack. Now let him know that he can only have it's two for each time after this that he orders, and he is blown up like a balloon so much now on the original
did
stack.
Did he get stung by a bee?
All right. Looks like this is, that's definitely, we're not going to need to make any more, guys. We got him. We
and
got him.
That's how it is.
It's definitely how it works.
So when is the IHOP?
Oh, it's now. It's the whole month of January.
Oh, it is? That's so smart. That is so smart.
I love it so much. Do you know, the truth is that the way to make yourself want pancakes more than anything on earth is to tell yourself that you can't have them.
Mm.
But if you say to yourself, I can have as many pancakes as I want.
You know how many, feel like it.
You know how many you'll want? Zero. That's how it works. You can't have any. I need them all. I need them now. I'm going to go over there and I'm just going to hurt myself with pancakes. Okay. Then, no.
You come back, you're all sticky from all the syrup. Like, it's weird.
Say to yourself, you can have all the pancakes you want. I don't even like pancakes. I don't even want them. Why are we even talking about pancakes? I'm not even hungry.
I only want them when you talk about
them
a lot.
Pass me that parsley.
You seem to have pancakes a lot more.
I don't.
You talk about them more.
Maybe I do. The last time I had pancakes, I mean, it's been more than a month. I think it might have been.
Yeah, but for me, I'm talking like how many times out of the year?
Well, I probably had, I want to say that maybe I did pancakes the week of Thanksgiving.
Okay, so not too, but so, not I mean, too long.
You know, that's 6-7 weeks ago. So, I mean, at that, I'm doing pancakes. If I had them every 6 or 7 weeks, it's like, you know.
That's a lot.
8 or 9 times a year.
That's IHOP amount a lot.
So, I guess.
That's bloody.
What I'm trying to tell you is whatever right now you're telling yourself you can't have that, you spend your whole day wanting it, tell yourself you can have as much as you want and you'll be done. Your mind will be like, well, tell me what I can't have so I can want it.
The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm a grown man going to a comic book movie at midnight.
The Riot with Nikki.
It's very precious. She's coming.
The Riot on Radio U.
I've got an email here from Leah. Here, she wants to ask us a question.
Sure.
Hey, Obi and Nikki. First of all, thank you for making my mornings at work suck less. For reals.
It's the gift we can give, at least.
That's what we're here for.
We are
here. We're here for. Second, I was listening through the Worst of the Riot 2016 podcast, and I came across the Space Werewolf segment. And if you don't know what that is, I had this thought. As a werewolf, when you go to space, if you see the moon, because in space the moon is really always full, you know,
do you wolf out? Do you just stay a werewolf?
Are you always a wolf in space? Could you live on the moon? Would it be the Earth that would trigger the transformation?
That's a deep question.
Those are important questions because we're always talking about how do humans live in space, but has anybody considered our werewolf cousins and what they'll do when we start going into space more often? She says, it reminded me of a similar conundrum that's been bothering me for some time. Do automatic doors open for vampires?
Ooh.
And related, if they do open, does that constitute sufficient invitation to allow the vampire to enter the building? I'd be grateful for any insight you could offer. Yours truly, Leah.
If you're like, why not? Remember, a vampire must be invited in.
Okay, well, there's two things here. First off, vampires don't show up in mirrors.
Sure.
Which would make you think that a vampire would not be affected by an electric eye that would cause the door to open automatically. And so, couple things here. First off, vampires still interact with light on some level, or you wouldn't be able to see them.
Sure.
Because that's how light works. So I would put forth that it may have something to do with the silver compound that you find in mirrors that causes them not to be seen there. So possibly it's that vampires interact with light, just not in the mirror. So I would say that the doors are definitely opening.
Sure, they're still.
Now, as for the invitation, I think that vampires can go in buildings. It's just not private residences.
Like,
so if it's a public building and that vampire is a taxpayer,
they're fine.
They're going in.
But if it's your house, you must invite them in.
Right. Or like, let's say it's the grocery store. Again, I think it falls under the public clause, which means that everyone's
that's
welcome, so they
game.
Came to win.
That's everybody.
But like, if a vampire came to my house and I had an automatic door, which I don't, but if I did, I still feel like they would have
they
to get my permission to come in. Yeah.
So. A polite monster. They have to be invited in.
Well, Nikki, you know, there are certain protections that you have to have.
Sure.
And so,
you just never hear about vampires anymore.
Well, it's over. I feel like actually that's what Universal right now with their Mummy reboot. I feel like they think they've got the time because vampires had their time. You know,
zombies have been having their time.
Zombies have had their time. And since they're both really past, I feel like the people at Universal are like, okay, check this. We get Tom Cruise, and he's going to make the Mummy cool again.
So pretty soon,
there's going to be Mummy romance novels, and there's going to be Mummy shoot 'em up games, and it's going to be big,
the
guys.
The Walking Mummy.
Have you guys heard about
that's
the Walking
Mummy?
That's
the new spinoff of it.
Oh, yeah.
So be prepared. That stuff will happen.
This is going to be way, way cooler than that other thing. I can't even remember what it's called. Yeah. We really don't have a prominent monster that we're kind of in love with in pop culture anymore.
Not right now.
Yeah. Maybe you just need some time off. Don't see each other. Then maybe when you'll come back together.
But not break up?
Yeah. I mean, it's just time apart, okay? It's a trial breakup.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
If you weren't paying attention yesterday, Nikki informed us that now is the time to start dating so you're not alone on Valentine's Day.
I was just telling you that's why a lot of people join dating services for their resolution and in January in hopes that you would not be...
Keep dressing it up. Come on.
Dateless for this next Valentine's Day. That's a very common thing going on right now.
Pretend to like somebody between now and Valentine's Day.
No, you don't want to pretend.
And then dump them immediately following.
Wrong. The person hopes to be in a relationship by then to stay in the relationship.
Nikki, a relationship is the ultimate accessory.
What? It's not.
For this time of year? Absolutely it is. It's a power statement. When other people look at you and you can confidently say, I am not going to be alone on Valentine's Day. And so you're really just looking, I mean, do we want to say boy toy? I don't know. But you're looking for somebody
to be with together during Valentine's.
And then you can dump them immediately afterwards. And I mean, of course, as soon as you've gotten all the gift receipts so that you can return the things that you
don't
like.
I don't agree with that statement, but I do see what you're saying.
I'll tell you, I feel like it. I'll just say this right now. Even though you're not saying it, I feel like your body language is communicating something as I say it, and that is acceptance and promotion.
Whatever.
So with Valentine's Day apparently very much on people's minds, because I got to tell you, I guess this is how people feel about Christmas. When I start talking about Christmas in August and people are going, are you kidding me?
You don't like when someone's talking about Valentine's like a month and so away?
No, I don't. Because I think that's stupid.
This is where you draw the line.
I'm drawing some lines, all right?
Weird.
Line in the snow.
Gosh.
That's what I'm saying right now. So that's why when I look at this, there's part of me like want but don't want. Did you see what Kit Kat has released?
Well, I'm listening now. I am a fan of the Kit Kats.
I know you are, which is why when I saw this, I thought, oh my, it's a Valentine's, and you're a fan of the Valentine's. We've established that.
I am.
A Valentine's Red Velvet Kit Kat.
Ooh, yes, yes.
Huh?
That I could try.
Okay. So it is in the United States. They say it's a limited time from now until Valentine's.
I wonder if they've had this one in, like, say, Japan, or has this been released somewhere else?
I imagine that in Japan they've had every flavor.
Well, yeah, if you did not know, if you're a fan of Kit Kats too, Japan has so many flavors, it's just next level.
Yeah, so poking around, I don't think it's exclusive to anyone, but I do see that, according to this, Target stocks it online.
Mm.
So you could go into Target, I'm assuming, and buy it right there. Oh, I could. Do you want me to have it overnighted here? So that way we can have it for the show tomorrow.
That would be nice to taste test.
Okay. Real talk.
Yes, I would like to try them.
Yes. Now that...
That wasn't your question, was it? Was that not the real talk?
Do you think that's the question? Do you think I'm wondering if you want to try the Kit Kat?
It seemed like that was where you were going with that.
Let's back this up for just a second. No, the question is it too early to taste test the Valentine's Day Kit Kat?
You gotta prepare and get ready and know what you want for Valentine's Day and start testing candies and have all that.
You gotta test the candy so you know whether or not that's what you want them to buy you.
You're testing the dates to see if you're compatible. I want to know if I'm compatible with the Kit Kat.
So just a heads up, fellas, Nikki sees dating you as trying different kinds of candy and deciding which one she wants to keep around long enough to dump after Valentine's.
I didn't say the keep around till dumping part. You added that.
No, Nikki. Okay.
I want to find the right candy bar.
Nikki,
that's it. We all are all just looking for the right candy.
Sometimes the most important thing about listening is not the words themselves, but what are the messages behind the words?
Now, the bigger question is this only available in miniatures? Because that's all I'm seeing.
I believe so, yeah.
That's the bigger problem.
Well, but you can have a bunch of miniatures.
Hey, that's the problem.
And just to be clear, in Japan, those are full size.
Actually, that is true. That is 100% true.
For real. In Japan, their Kit Kat is a Kit Kat miniature.
It's a size thing, and it makes you really reflect when you're eating a Kit Kat from Japan, and you're like, is this the size portion I'm supposed to actually be eating?
It's like when you get a soda, and it's an extra large.
Like, what?
And it's like, oh, no. In Japan, they wouldn't even sell this.
You have to watch
absurd.
If you watch shows from any other country, not just in Asia, but just throughout the rest of the world, and you see them and they're like drinking a soda and it's the kids' cup from us.
Yeah.
But for them, like that's their combo meal soda. And you're going, what are you doing? It's a real eye-opener, just like this Kit Kat size is.
Red velvet, Nikki.
Yes.
All right.
That sounds delicious.
I actually think I may go in search of this today.
You should.
Yeah. So, fingers crossed, everybody. Maybe I'll come back for candy for us to eat and you to listen to.
Don't let them tell you to put your shirt back on.
You tell them you're proud of your body. That'll show them.
The Riot on Radio U.
New year, new you. Have you thought about a personal trainer? All right, you know, they'd follow you around the gym and boss you around.
Are you looking for that?
You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that? Maybe? It's just an idea. What about a life coach? Nikki and I would be great life coaches for you.
I think you'd actually be great at it.
We will boss you around.
In a nice way. I'll be the nice one, and then Obi can be the more yelling one.
Or I'll just come in and laugh. I'll see what you're doing. Like, yeah, that's going to work.
Then you'll cry, but work harder next time.
Yeah, well, it'll be that thing you're like, I don't want him to come in and laugh at me again. It hurts when he laughs. It's the laughing that's hurtful. He thinks it's funny. This is my life. Okay, coach? It's my life. Whatever you got, fine. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad idea to bring people into our life to help. But here's what I love. Is that in a relationship with Jesus, people help us with outside stuff. Some people help us with like a little inside stuff, like counselor or something. And these are all good things, don't get me wrong. But God actually wants to go even deeper, all the way to the heart of who you are. And think about this, you know, a trainer, a coach, a counselor, they're with you, what, for an hour and you have to pay them? You're like, hey, will you listen to me talk? Yes. I'll pay you. Please listen to me talk. Will you work out with me? I'll pay you. Please work out with me. Will you please come and boss me around? I'll pay you. Whatever it is. You know, the thing is that God actually so much wants to be a part of your life that he's paid for everything. He took care of all the barriers between you and him. The only thing that's left really is inviting him in for that relationship. And here's the awesome thing is that God actually wants to be like a life coach, like a trainer, like a counselor. You can talk to him about anything you want. He'll go to the gym with you. All right. He'll do life with you. He'll show you a better way to do things if you will ask him for that help. He's up for that. And again, think about it. And I'm poking fun at, you know, different people. You got to pay him. That's fine. That's good. We want experts in our life to help us with things. But God's the ultimate expert on life. He has life and he's handing it out and he's going to show you a better way to do it if you'd ask him. So look, you're paying all these other people. Don't you think God at least knows as much as they do? Invite him into your life. Say, Jesus, I need that. I need a life coach. I need a trainer. I need a counselor. I need a friend. I need you to come into my life and fill me with your spirit because I know I need some help and things need to be different. You know what? Don't feel bad about it. God loves you. Think about that. Someone that loves you so much wants to come and be a part of your life. That's fantastic.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.